And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and I've asked Greg to come back onto the show and join me because one of the things that I know about Greg is that you will learn a lot from him. This guy is a wealth of knowledge. He has no problems sharing the information that he has gleaned over the years. And he's even one of those guys that, you know, if he sees you going down a bad path, he'll pull you aside, put his arm around you and go, hey, consider wisely and beware the consequences. So with no further ado, let me bring this 11-year member of Lifestyles Unlimited onto the show so that we can just get right to the learning. Greg, welcome back to the show. Glad to have you back. And are you willing to share your wisdom with the millions of people listening to us today?
Sure. Hopefully it'll be helpful to somebody.
Well, I know it's going to be helpful because every time you come on the show, I tend to get an email asking me some particular question about what you and I covered. Now, fortunately, I don't have to bother you because I'm educated by Lifestyles Unlimited, so I understand how to answer the questions. But at the end of the day, you have been provoking the minds of our listeners, and I appreciate that. I really appreciate what you do to stimulate thought on the show.
Well, hey, I'm glad to help. I mean, you know, Lifestyles has greatly enriched my life in the last, 11 years, and I think it will for the next 10. So
I'm on board with you there. So let's get into your backstory because I know your backstory. I know you've been in corporate America. I know you rose up through the ranks and you found that you had a potential retirement problem and you wanted to change that. But our audience doesn't know the backstory, so go for it.
Well, I mean, I didn't really have a retirement problem, but I had a really expensive divorce, so I still could have a decent retirement, and I retired at 50. But, I like my life a lot better now, and, I said that, my background's international finance, so I understood, taxes and investing and stuff. And I didn't want all of my money in the stock market, so I wanted to deploy a lot of money somewhere else, and so I got into real estate. I went and looked at another real estate group, and they had great education, but nobody ever did any business, and I didn't want to just get educated for the pure joy of it. And then I found Lifestyles by going to the expo one year in Houston, and then I joined, and I bought four houses because I didn't find an apartment complex right away, and I never planned to keep those houses, very long, a year or two. But I said, hey, these are pretty good little assets, and I've kept every house I've bought and still own them today because single-family homes is the best and safest asset class on the planet, okay? And I mean of everything, not just real estate. And then I got into apartments and made quite a bit of money and still am involved as a passive in 20 apartment complex. I syndicated two deals. I sold both of those a little over 2 years ago. And my investors in the first deal made 445% profit plus got their money back. And in the second deal, they made 152% and got their money back. So it was an enriching experience for me and them both.
So you've done everything that we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. You've gone down the path as a single family investor. You've made good returns with that. As a matter of fact, you've made great returns with that. Let's just call them what they are.
I still own them all.
I know. It's amazing. How many times have you refinanced those things and pulled money out of them, by the way?
Not too many times, but I refinanced a bunch of them 3.5 years ago. And so I have the champagne problem in single family right now. I have great cash flow. I have residents that don't move out. I have a ton of equity that I'd like to tap, but I can't tap it because my loans are at 3.25 and 3.375, and to get a new loan, I could pull a ton of money out, but I had to pay about 7.5%. So I'm too cheap to refinance them right now. I'll just wait till sometime in the future. And the good news is they have great cash flow. And my houses, I have pulled out multiples of what I originally put in. I'm not counting the earnings over 10 years. So, I mean, I basically have an infinite rate of return, and I have 3 or 4 times the equity that I had when I originally bought them. So, I mean, they're just a phenomenal asset class. And I don't want to, I'm too lazy to own a bunch more, but I like owning what I own.
You've actually partnered with one of our fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members with some of those properties. Can you tell me why you chose to do that?
Yeah, because they wanted a partner, and I didn't want to do any work, so I put up all the money, and it was a great market. It was better than San Antonio, and you know, she had great experience in single-family homes as a Lifestyles member. And, you know, it's a great situation. We have five homes in Savannah, Georgia together, and I have all the money that I put in plus more out. There's a ton of equity that we can split if we ever sell them, probably 400 grand or so to split. And they have about 2,000 a month of positive cash flow, and I've actually never even seen these houses in real life. I've seen them on Google Maps. And it's just a great win-win, you know. They got half the cash flow and half the equity, and they did all the work, and I put up all the money, and I got all my money out. And actually, the last four, interest rates were so high, higher than what I planned, that my mom's trust holds the paper on two of the houses, and I hold the paper personally on two of the other houses. Because I said it's 7.25% interest with two multimillionaires that are the owners on great assets. That's some pretty safe debt to own.
Yeah, that sounds like it's delving into the realm of people that are highly, highly sophisticated and know exactly what they're doing and know a good thing when they see it. So I think the big takeaway that you told the audience is that, number one, multifamily real estate is positioned to make you a lot of money. And once you started feeling that money coming in, it was too hard to turn away. And then you discovered passive investing because your real modality is you really enjoy being retired. You really enjoy controlling 100% of your time and doing with that time what you want to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like my nephew. I was just at his graduation from University of Southern California about 2 weeks ago, and I'm trying to get him to come into the business because, as I told him, I said, hey, I had a very successful career. I said, your father, my younger brother, has a very successful career. I said, you know, hey, most people never make that kind of money, but to get that money, they work you really hard. I said, I make more money than I ever made when I was working, and I'm on vacation 15-plus weeks a year. This year I'm going for a record 18. You know, it's just better.
Now, why 18? Is that just because you like being at home a little bit more frequently? Or is
I'm going to be gone for 18 weeks.
Oh, you're going to be gone for 18 weeks. Okay.
I've been averaging about 15 for the last 6 years. And like, my wife didn't even come to Sarasota, and she's not going to Puerto Rico. Another buddy of mine, we're going to Puerto Rico in June. She said, I've worn her out with all these vacations.
So Don likes hanging out at the house a little bit more than you do.
Well, we built a phenomenal resort style pool about a year ago with a big cooking area and everything else. And she liked traveling, but she says I take it a little bit too excess.
That's okay. I mean, it's fine to go out and enjoy the fruits of your labor, is it not?
Yeah. I mean, and I like going to Hawaii and Florida and Arizona, and I'm going to Italy for 3.5 weeks in September, and I go to Carmel for about 10 days almost every July, and typically go up to the mountains in Colorado for a week or so in August to get out of the Texas heat. So I like it. Plus, I mean, I used to always travel when I worked for Shell, but I had to actually do work when I was at nice places. You know, this time I just do whatever I want.
So when it comes to all this traveling and gallivanting around the world, do you really worry about money?
No. I mean, the big thing is, so, you know, I own a bunch of multifamily. I have my single family homes. I invest a lot of money with good hard money lenders that creates, you know, cash flow. I've done pretty well in the stock market, but that's a smaller and smaller piece of the pie. My view is every year that I'm alive and have a good time and don't draw down my assets, that's a win.
So the real secret, as I'm absorbing it from your lips, is that your money is doing all the work and you're just enjoying the fruits of your money.
So think about it. The vast majority of people, even the people that have worked hard enough and saved money, they don't make their money be productive. Their money is drinking beers while they're working. And that was me a lot of my life. But now my money is working its butt off while I drink the beers on the beach.
And you probably don't worry about going into a restaurant, ordering a bottle of wine, and worrying about what the actual cost of that bottle would be.
I still always look, but I don't worry.
Look, but don't worry. So far, we've talked very little about multifamily investment, but I think the key takeaway here is that you don't really need to talk a whole bunch about multifamily investment, because really what it comes down to is what those multifamily investments are doing for you, and they are creating a lifestyle that you didn't have before.
Right. And I mean, even though they're creating less monthly income than they used to, I think a lot of people miss is, you know, hey, we had the greatest bull run in multifamily from about 2009 to 2021. I mean, unlike anything even in commercial real estate. And people became convinced that it would go on forever, but it never does in any asset class. So we're going through a consolidation phase right now. So what people need to understand is, what does each consolidation phase usually mean? The returns aren't as good, but it sows the seeds for the next boom. So actually, what people should be doing right now is not investing a lot, but really educating themselves and networking so they're ready to take advantage of the next big boom. I'm not investing a lot in multifamily this, you know, last year or this year, but I did put $250,000 in the deal last month. It was a really good deal. But, you know, I'm just kind of consolidating too. I'm just kind of being patient, waiting for things to, you know, some of the oversupply and other things to work their way through the system. And then there's not going to be hardly any building because interest rates are so high. Then rent's going to start to go up a lot and occupancy is going to get really good. And there's going to be another boom. And I want to hit that boom when it comes, you know. So I think people need to be focused right now on getting really educated and really network and really understand the business so they can pop it when it takes off again.
That's right in line with the type of advice Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, has been giving out. It's in line with the advice that I've been giving out. And for those of you listening to Greg's voice, pay attention. Pay attention to what Greg is trying to tell you, because what he's telling you is that you are in a perfect storm right now. You're in a time period where you can educate yourself, you can take the time to get that education sinking into your mind, and then you can start looking at where you have your money sitting. Your money is probably sitting in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you've got it in whole life insurance. Wherever that money is sitting, you ought to consider taking it out of those assets and putting it into real estate assets. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more on networking. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297 and save 60%. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Greg, and together we are working on your financial freedom. And I will tell you this, Greg has dropped some serious pearls of wisdom on you. If you haven't caught all the show, the best way to get caught up is go to lifestylesunlimited.com, check out our radio tab. All of our radio shows are repurposed as podcasts. You can get all the information that you missed, because I'll tell you what, we're putting the pedal down, and we're going to keep going, because Greg has a lot of great information to share with you. Now, Greg, You mentioned to me at the break that you have a nephew that just graduated from my alma mater, the University of Southern California. Did you go down for that graduation by any chance?
I did, and it shows you what a great job they did of managing the graduation. They locked down the campus, and it was magnificent, and there was no problems.
So they actually held it after they announced that they were going to cancel it.
Well, no, they canceled some of the speakers, but what they did was they cleaned out the protesters early in the morning one Sunday. They locked down the campus, and then you had to have a ticket to get in. that had been run through a database, and then you had to check out when you left. And so there were no issues. It was fantastic.
Kind of sounds like how you run your multifamily apartment communities.
Well, and what I did was I asked, told my nephew, I said, I give you a $500 Amazon gift card for graduation, or I'll buy you the financial freedom package, whichever one you want. And luckily, he's taken the package. And so actually, it was good. I was on the radio with Dell. I found out I can even get it cheaper than I thought. It's on sale. And I want him to get into the business, and I really want him to, you know, come down in the next 6 months or so, because, you know, when I joined, the education was like going to, you know, multifamily rides and case studies. But about, maybe 6 years ago, you know, they'll spend a ton of money and really put together some really high quality education online. It's good. But I mean, you need the both. You need the education and you need the networking. And I think that's the one thing after COVID, people got used to all the, you know, case studies and everything online, but there's nothing that replaces the face-to-face interaction to really get to know and understand the lead investors and also talk to other experienced passive investors. There's a ton of value in that, and I don't think you can get all that online.
So what advice would you have for your nephew? I mean, he's made the decision to become a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Cost is not obviously an impediment to him because his uncle is taking care of it. That gets him in the door, and it gets him all the education and all the information. But when it comes to networking, what would you advise him to do? What are the things that he ought to surround himself with?
I mean, I think you need to work some feasibilities, because you're going to see deals up close and personal and everything that's good and bad about it. And you're probably going to be on those feasibilities. The lead investor is going to be there. Other passives are going to be there. And, you know, in times when it's really hard to get into a deal, you know, most lead investors, including myself, if you come and work feasibility, I might not let you buy as much of the deal as you might want to buy, but I kind of feel obligated to let you in because you did give me some free work, you know. And so I think the two best things people can do, work some feasibilities, go on the multifamily ride, and don't leave after the presentation. Go see the property and go to the bar afterwards and talk to people, you know. And I think there's, you know, people don't realize that who gets in deals? Who do I know? Who do I like? Who's relatively educated? You know? And so there's a lot of power in networking. You know, think about Robert Hale's latest deal. Thing closed in 24 hours. Okay? $7.4 million equity raise. Poof, done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, that's a huge amount of money that Robert had to raise. But because of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited and the power of the networking and the power of the community, he got it done in less than 24 hours. I think that's pretty amazing.
In this market, you know, but he's a great operator and has been for years. All of his deals are successful. It was a good deal. I mean, it's the only deal I've invested in multifamily this year, and I put in $250,000, you know. And I was on his call, and people were sending me texts. So, do you like multifamily? No, I said, not that much, but I love this deal. So, you know, it's a great setup. I'll put a bunch of money in it. And, you know, he asked me to be on his webinar, and I said I would, because, hey, I'd rather he raise the money right away and focus on making the deal successful instead of spending his time raising money. And he went to a lot of the markets. And I mean, I had people calling me complaining they couldn't get in the deal. I said, well, you should have built a relationship over the years.
Yeah, no kidding, because he's going to go to the people that he knows the best. I mean, that's fair to say, right?
Yeah, and you know, but one thing he did do, and, you know, he gave preference to anybody that had been in any of his other three deals.
And were you in any of his other three deals?
All three.
That explains why you know why he's such a good operator, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he is, and I, you know, his first deal was in San Antonio, and it's a success. We closed out at probably 150% profit. It was a smooth ride the whole way through. His second deal, I'm the second biggest shareholder. It will be the best of the first three that he did, but we still own it, still make great money. Just waiting for a better time potentially to sell it when it's, you know, but it makes great money, and it's a beautiful asset. And then his third deal, you know, has already gone full cycle, and we're out of it, and we did well. It's the most money I ever made in Corpus Christi, double the highest rate of return I've ever done in Corpus Christi. So he's a great operator.
Is that that 100-unit deal that he bought that when he took it over, it was like less than 10% occupied, and it was like a real train wreck?
Yeah. But we made 30-plus percent a year return, and, you know, it was a big success.
I think it's a testament to the education at Lifestyles Unlimited, because I've had Robert on the show. I had him on maybe about a month or so ago, and you know he was very humble when we talked about that particular deal.
He's a silent assassin.
There you go. Silent assassin. I mean, he just went into that deal and just dissected it and then sewed it all back to you. It's kind of like Frankenstein's monster, except it had a happy ending.
Yeah, and you know it was a very good deal, and you know we exited, and you know then Fredericksburg. When I saw the flyer for Fredericksburg the day, I knew that property because I tend to spend a little bit of time in different wine countries, and I said, "Are you going to be Mr. 1019?" And he said, "I hope so." And it took about 6 or 8 months to get it right, but it's going to be. I'm not allocating a lot to multifamily right now, but I did put $250,000 in that deal.
I've got to ask, since you're in Pradeep's deals, you're in Bob's deals, that makes me think that you're probably in Janine's deals, too.
I am.
Now, I guess we got to tell the audience who Janine is.
That's his daughter, Bob's daughter, yeah.
Yeah.
Pradeep's like me. I didn't have any kids, and Pradeep doesn't have any kids. Bogey's
okay.
My only child. Well, I have a stepdaughter now from marriage.
So at the end of the day, this networking thing is coming full cycle on us because, I mean, we're kind of name dropping, which, you know, we can't help but do as Lifestyles Unlimited members because we want to tell people about who the great performers are out there and who they should be connecting with. At the end of the day, you've connected with some great performers. You've used networking very effectively. So talk to me about your goal setting. Do you believe in goal setting, first of all?
I used to believe in it a lot more. I mean, now the machine just pretty much runs. And me, it's more around how much I'm willing to allocate at any given time. And, you know, I mean, I track everything, but, you know, what are my goals? I mean, I had some goals this year, you know, like, hey, am I going to do a passive deal or two, or maybe a lead deal later in the year? And then I've deployed a bunch of money in hard money. I'm actually looking for 2 fourplexes right now. So I'm got a kind of goal around that, but you know, it's not as detailed as it used to be. It's really more around, I need to get in better shape and maybe lose a few pounds. I don't really have that many goals around money these days, but I do follow it and track it.
So it's safe to say that the goal setting was very, very important when you started this journey, and over time you've refined the goal setting to where now it's more of a continuous improvement type of concept.
Yeah, it's a lot about, hey, what are we going to sell? What are we going to refinance? Are we going to invest? You know, hey, can we sell a lot of stuff before January 1, 2026 so we can take advantage of the cheap, you know, Trump capital gains tax rates and stuff like that? You know, I'm converting IRA money to Roth and then deploying that to avoid the taxes. So it's really more around managing on the edges as opposed to, you know, how much you're going to make. It's kind of a nice problem to have.
That is a good problem to have. So let me talk to you about two of your potential problems coming up. You said you were going to buy 2 fourplexes. Why 2 fourplexes?
Because I have a good relationship, once again, networking with a bank that will give me phenomenally good financing on multiple 1-4 unit residential units if my partner will live in it for a year and a day.
Do you have a partner?
I have 2 potential, both Lifestyles members.
Outstanding. So there we go right back full circle to the networking. I can't seem to get away from the networking with you. I mean, it's not that I'm complaining, but it just seems to be at the core competency of your strategies and how you get things done.
One thing that I try to tell people, okay, the education and Lifestyles is great. The mentors are great. The ops managers are great, but so are the other people. I own a self-storage business that a Lifestyles lead runs, and we run it like a Lifestyles deal, and we make a lot of money at it, okay? And, you know, I do some other things that aren't involved in real estate, but with people that I've met in Lifestyles. And, you know, when you meet smart people, it's kind of a shortcut, easy way to avoid or get into the right things. And when I came to San Antonio to meet my wife, I was dating my wife then, I knew nobody in San Antonio other than my wife. I know tons of people now.
You're a made man.
You know, I mean, it helps that I moved a lot when I worked for Shell. And as a kid, my father was a colonel in the Air Force, and I moved a lot. But it makes life better.
Tell me about how important your family is to you.
Well, I mean, my father was like, you know, he graduated from the University of Pennsylvania, so he taught me a lot about investing and risk management. And, you know, my mother, when my father passed away, I moved her to San Antonio. She's 88 years old, and she lives, you know, 5 miles from where I live. You know, my brother's in Washington, D.C., you know, so I don't have a big family. But, you know, it matters. Like, I took my mom, you know, to my nephew's graduation in L.A., you know. And, you know, we had a good time. My brother was there with his wife. And, you know, I have 3 nephews, and I have, you know, my wife has a daughter. So for me, I inherited a child at a great age, 21 years old, as they were about to graduate from college and be self-sufficient. So it was a pretty good deal.
Are they part of your legacy planning now?
Yeah. I also have a financial planner that runs a lot of my equity stuff. I only trade a small portion. I'm a master of finding people that are better than me and have them do the stuff. So, I mean, I have a financial planner that manages the equity side and the wills and trusts and universal life insurance. You know, I have lifestyles for real estate. I have an alliance membership with Porter Stansberry regarding a lot of other equity stuff. My father taught us at a young age that doesn't matter how smart you are, when you want to make money, you find the people that are smarter than you and you drill down, and it will make your life easier and more profitable. And that's why I joined Lifestyles. I knew a lot about real estate, but I never could have made as much money or as fast with as little risk if I'd have done it on my own.
And you got a really cool dog out of it.
I did.
I think
a lot of friends.
A lot of friends. You not only got man's best friend, you got a ton of additional friends, people that you can call friends for the rest of your life.
Yeah, the ultimate win. What I invested in my membership was peanuts compared to the value that I received.
What would you say to somebody sitting on the sidelines right now that thinks that we're just full of it about real estate investing?
Well, I trade commodities, which is good maybe 2 out of every 10 years. I'd say real estate's probably good 8 out of every 10. You know, there's a lot of ways to make money, but real estate is the best way, one of the safest ways, and the most ratable. So, you know, hey, I've made money in the stock market, but then I have to go find something else to try to you know, like think about my houses. They make money in perpetuity. You know, it's just a pretty nice way to make money. I don't have to look at how much they're worth on any given day. You know, so I think real estate, what I like about real estate compared to other ways I make money is I think I have the best forward visibility on when it's good and when it's average, and I can allocate accordingly.
I appreciate the insight. I appreciate the comments, and I appreciate your wisdom. And if you want to do what Greg is doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.